no, Betty, that's wrong. Let me show you again. You use this control to get your focus, you see? All right, this one here in the right-hand corner to lock the sweep. There we are. Now let's try it again.
I feel very, very lucky that I grew up with awareness through the thoughts of my mother. She was there through the feminist movement. And so at an early age, she made me very, very aware of what it's like to be a woman and how I might be treated a little bit differently.
But I can remember the good old days when there were all men in my department and we didn't have these problems. I'll be back later to go over this with you, Betty. Just in the meantime, do the best you can.
Well, Mr. Bradshaw, what's on your mind?
Bearings Inspector.
She's a good one, too. Just look at that record.
Okay, now, Walt, you've had your little joke. Give her to somebody else. I ask for a man.
We don't have a man with her qualifications. Seriously, Brad, if you treat her right, she might make you a darn good employee.
What do you mean? Treat her right.
Get that chip off your shoulder. What's wrong with her?
She's a woman, isn't she?
Now, wait a minute. You got a lot of women in your department. What's wrong with one more? They're good workers. Accurate, quick to catch mistakes, a lot of patience.
Yeah, but that comes out of books.
I think the way society and especially the school system, the way they deal with the gender differences is quite interesting.
I work with them, mister. I know what happened.
What does happen?
It's a long story.
Come on now, tell me. What does happen? Maybe I've been misinformed.
Not just women should know their history, but men and women, because we need to work together. It's not a one-sided thing.
But I can remember the good
so that,
old
that marginalization doesn't happen.
And we didn't have these problems.
Just as we're taught when we start school, when we're kids, that the mother's supposed to be one figure, the father's supposed to be another figure, and these are their roles. Each gender has a very, very specific role. Imagine if we didn't grow up with that, but we grew up knowing, oh, well, she did this and he did this. Oh, both of us can do the same thing. There's no longer a victim, and there's no longer a hero, but there are people who are contributing to the society to become better or to move in a direction that would benefit all races, all genders, all sexualities.
With man, no trouble at all. Tell him what you want and he does it.
To bring those thoughts into the workplace, those thoughts of, oh, women should be treated one way and men should be treated another way, even though they have equal situations going on, is totally unequal, unfair.
You asked me, now let me tell you.
And I feel like
now here's another problem.
Our country has a hard time separating church from state quite a bit, and I think that trickles down into the place of employment, unfortunately. So I feel like it's multiple things. It is patriarchy, it is religion, it is political things that are happening to influence these ideals of where the women should be and where the men should be. And I think it's BS. I think it should be predicated on intelligence, on your education. And it just, I don't know, it boils my blood to hear what women have had to work through, and they've had to fight for so much just to gain some type of equality. Which has still not been fully
unfolded.
Well, I told you about it 6 months ago. We were only waiting till we could find a place to live.
6 months ago? Brother. Well, how soon are you leaving?
Oh, the end of next week.
Well, that'll really put us in a bind around here. It takes time to break in a relief girl.
Yes, I know it does. I wonder.
Why didn't you say something? I didn't realize you were getting married right away.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Bradshaw, but I really thought you knew.
In society, as a woman, yeah, I do feel pressure to do a lot more.
But how many fucking rights?
And just even trying to talk to a fellow male and having him realize that it's not always from their lens that they need to be looking at a situation, even if it's the smallest situation. You have to understand that, yes, it's okay for you to look at it through your lens, but you also need to take consideration and look at it through our lens as well. If you want something to be equal and if you want something to be well-rounded and successful for all, not just one. I think it's going to continue to be a really hard road because it is multiple things that are factored into this larger solution. For example, starting at school, in elementary school, in preschool, when we start seeing our teachers more as teachers and not our moms, for one. Two, when we start seeing in the history books, in the science books, an equal amount of contributors of female and males to the field, I think that's going to start to open up our minds at an early age. And then it's also the government as well. Like, they have to make changes too. It feels very much so that in the places of power, there's still a strong male representation. And then even through the female body, there are some females who play down the card of femininity and feminism, however you want to interpret that, because they feel like it'd be political suicide to really support those two movements and states of being. So I think if we also stop thinking so capitalistic and try and have so much of an opportunity to get our own and get what's ours and start working together, then we'll start to see some major changes happening in a major way. But for now, it's going to be a rocky road. And when you feel bad for someone, you still have this sense of, oh, I'm better than you because I'm doing good and you're not. And that's not fair. I feel like education, a well-rounded education, of understanding where everybody has come from, gives you a nice base to, yeah, give yourself an identity, but also to work with each other and to build up.
Question. All these things you've been talking about, marriage, absenteeism, personality problems, aren't they really just a part of life?
Part of a woman's life, maybe. But I can remember the good old days when there were all men in my department and we didn't have these problems.
It seems to me that whether the gal adds up the trouble or not is pretty